Reverend Parrish, welcome back. Associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
Let us again recognize all the youth who have participated in worship service to this point. Is Sebastian still in the sanctuary? Sebastian Graff, is Sebastian still in the sanctuary? In the rear. Thank you, Sebastian. All of our praise dancers, Sister Scott, Sister Jai, Sister Lewis, Coleman, Britt, and Johnson, thank you. And to our children's choir, thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
We are here for homecoming.
Amen.
And we've been in prayer for revival, and it is upon us.
Amen.
We have an afternoon service at 3 o'clock. Minister John Saunders will be coming home, bringing with him Emmanuel Baptist Church this afternoon at 3. And then we have three nights of revival starting Monday through Wednesday at 7 each evening. And Reverend Clarence Mays of Union Bell Baptist Church will be joining us. So we have a meal following the morning worship, and then we have an afternoon service. And there is a note: when someone comes to your home, you should always be there to welcome them with open arms. Let's be home at 3 to welcome our family and friends from Emmanuel to our home.
Amen.
Okay, additional announcements in the bulletin. We are continuing observance of Clergy Appreciation Month. There will be, on the fourth Sunday, an appreciation reception in the lower auditorium. And the boxes are still out there to shower our ministerial staff with cards. At the following three nights of revival this week, there will be a church business meeting on Thursday. And it's one of the announcements in the bulletin from our nominating working group. The vacancies that are open, if you have not made contact with that group, please contact that group. If you have a heart to serve, there are some vacancies that are coming about. If you are continuing in that position, please put that in writing for them as well so that they will have a complete report. Also in our bulletin, Rise Against Hunger food packaging program is taking place again this year. We do participate, and it is on November 10 at Riverbend. Please take note of the registration information, and your point of contact is Deacon Richardson. Continuing with announcements in the bulletin from our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the trustees for the month, the deadline for the next newsletter. The proposed budget has been sent to the church ministry leaders and church body via email. If you've not received a copy of the proposal and you would like one, please contact the church secretary, the church office. She's there from 10 to 2 during the day, or any member of the budget working group. The proposal will be discussed and voted on at the church meeting on Thursday. The missionaries have an outreach program underway. They are collecting items that are listed there. Your point of contact is listed as well. And also receiving names for the Thanksgiving basket donations. The Young Adult Ministry, yes, the Young Adult Ministry, newly established, will hold a meet and greet after the morning worship service on November 4, and your contact persons are listed in the bulletin. On the reverse of those announcements, in celebration of the church anniversary, there will be a choir rehearsal on October 29 at 7:30. Not to start any controversy, but it is noted here that we will be celebrating the 164th church anniversary. Now, there was an original Shiloh, but we did split in 1888, so new site, if you would, from the 1888 to the present time. So 164 years would take us back to 1854. That would be the original Shiloh. New site did begin in 1888. So All of that to say, not to start any controversy, but there are adherents of us being part of the original Shiloh, no matter what, even though in 1888, Shiloh New Site had its origins. Okay, we are extending thanks to everyone that participated or donated to this year's Alzheimer's Walk. The team raised $800 and consisted of 25 walkers this year. So God be the glory for his continued blessing and allowing us to participate for the last 7 years. And donations are being accepted until December. Your contact person is Sister Jai. Fredericksburg Area Sickle Cell Association has a meeting on the 22nd at 7:30. And there is also another collection endeavor underway, collecting toiletries for Heart to Help for the next 2 weeks to be donated to various shelters in the area as well as in Northern Virginia. And as always, don't forget to vote. And lastly, the announcements from the bulletin, our known sick and shut-in, always adding to this list the bereaved families of our church and community, adding Sister Laquita Davis and her family and Sister Portia Sales and her family. And correspondents from sister churches, Mount Zion Baptist Church just across the street, will have their annual usher day on the 28th at 3:00. And there's also been an invitation extended to at least one male representative from all local churches to sing in the Brotherhood Chorale annual Christmas celebration. I believe this is their 5th year, and it takes place on December 2nd, and their next rehearsal is on the 23rd. Again, thank you for your attention.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
Before I get started with the youth acknowledgments, I want to say thank you to everyone. I've been asked all morning, how are you, should you be here? But I had a slight bout with vertigo earlier this week. So contrary to popular belief, I do know how to take off work. So from Tuesday to Friday, I was not at Quantico. I was at home. And I am feeling much better. And I will slow it down a little bit. I will, Pastor. I will. But yes, thank you for your prayers and your calls and your texts. And if you saw me out, thank you for reminding me to get back home very quickly. I do appreciate the love and concern. Honestly, I do. We'd like to start with Kamaya Jenkins. If you could stand up, Kamaya. Kamaya is a second grader at Hugh Mercer Elementary School, and she received all E's on her interim report card, and her teacher said she's doing outstanding in all areas. She's also in the top reading group for her class. Congratulations. And as always, when I read these, so that people will see the family connections, please stand up while your child's information or family member's information is being read. So Kamaya's family, just raise your hand. Yeah, all right.
Amen.
All right. Sarai Payne, fourth grader at Upper Lafayette Elementary, received all A's and 1 B on her interim report. Congratulations, Sarai. Aaliyah Coleman. Aaliyah, eighth grader at Battlefield Middle School, is a member of the Junior National Honor Society and the Delta Gems. And Aaliyah made honor roll for the first 9 weeks. Congratulations, Aaliyah. Can you stand up? Belinda Johnson. Belinda is an eighth grader at Dixon Middle School. On her interim report, she received all A's and 1 B. She is co-captain of the volleyball team. Oh, you're a captain? Mom, you put co-captain. And perfect attendance thus far for this school year. Congratulations, Belinda. Alex Jai. Alex is a ninth grader at Colonial Forge High School. She's starting off the year with all A's and perfect attendance, and she finished the Colonial Forge volleyball season on Monday as an undefeated team. Congratulations, Alex and Colonial Forge. Michael Swain Jr., a.k.a. Mike Mike, the other Mike Mike. 10th grader at Massaponics High School. Mike received all A's and one B, and that one B was in an advanced class on his report card. He also received a certificate for his outstanding achievements last year. He earned a 3.97 GPA for his freshman year. His football team at Massaponics High School is currently 7-1, and he's starting on the varsity team as a sophomore playing free safety and averaging 3.8 solo tackles a game. Mike also had the hardest hit last week, and his picture is in the Freelance Star. This achievement gave him the opportunity to carry around the team sledgehammer in school on Friday and onto the football field Friday night. That sounds dangerous, but all right. Congratulations, Michael. Oh, that's okay. Sebastian Graff. Sebastian's a sixth grader at Battlefield. Stand up, Grandma, since you gave it to me late. Stand up. sixth grader at Battlefield, and he made the honor roll with all A's and one B. And Shy, where are you? Back there, too. Raise your hand. What grade is he? Second grader, and he's above grade level in reading and math at Lee Hill Elementary. Congratulations. Kason Barnett. Is he here? Oh, okay. All right. He's 11th grader at James Monroe High School. Kason received all A's and one B on his interim report card, and he was also crowned the junior prince on homecoming court for James Monroe High School last week. Ray Johnson, who gave our welcome this morning, is a senior at Stafford High School. Interim report card has all A's. He's a Life Scout in the Boy Scout Troop 46, which is chartered at Shallow Osite. He will be doing his Eagle Scout project on Saturday, November 3rd. And that project entails restoring headstones on Officers Row at the Battlefield National Cemetery right here on Lafayette Boulevard. And what's special to me about that is we've been trying for the past year to get the young man out there, but the solution and the process itself, it has to be, can't rain 24 hours, I think, after the process. So we're so thankful that Ray is praying up that the weather's going to cooperate, but he's chosen this as part of his Eagle project. And on Officers Row, as you're going out the double doors, Dr. Urbain Bass, that stained glass window right next to the coat rack, is buried on Officers Row. So Ray and the scouts will be taking care of not only Officers Row, but someone that's near and dear to us, Dr. Urbain Bass. And we will go and check it out after you've cleaned it up, okay, Ray? Thank you. You know, it takes a village, and for those of you who are grandparents like I am, you know, you raise your own and have opportunity to raise those, some in the neighborhood and round the corner, right, Sox? And you know, it's a blessing when grandparents have such a love that even though they're not in the house with them, that they want us to know how their babies are doing. So, Ennis family, stand up. And I got this from Ms. Ennis. She says, I'm forwarding some of my granddaughter's accomplishments for acknowledgments. Her name is Amara Camille Ennis, and she is the daughter of our son, Levaniel Ennis Jr., and his wife, Afrika Ennis. She lives in Chesterfield, Virginia. She attends nationally recognized Maggie L. Walker Governor School for Government and International Studies. Last school year, she took two VCU dual enrollment classes, including AB Calculus, two advanced placement classes, and all the rest were honors. She finished her junior year with 5 A's and 3 B's. She received the maximum score of 5 on all of her AP tests. This year, again, she has several AP and VCU dual enrollment courses, including a mentorship working with a local orthopedic surgeon. Last year, she was cast in both of the dramatic productions at school, one, The Ideal Husband, and Spamalot was the second one. She also successfully directed her first play, a one-act production entitled A Game. This year, she has been cast in the pivotal role of Claudius in Hamlet. She volunteers at St. Francis Hospital on their orthopedic wing and has served for several years as a teacher's assistant with the kids attending special programs at the Math Science Center. She was inducted into the National Honor Society as well as National English and Foreign Language Honor Societies and managed to end her junior year with a 4.03 GPA. She's excited to complete her senior year and is busy applying to colleges. She has already received her first acceptance letter to Hampton University. And there's two more grandchildren, right? Two more, okay. How old is Camden? 10. Camden, who's 10, started at Manchester Middle School Center-Based Gifted Academy and has all A's so far this year. He scored pass advance on his reading and math SOLs and a perfect score on his science SOLs last year. Camden also plays basketball and runs track. And Aaron is 6. Aaron is in school-based gifted at Beulah Elementary and also has been selected to represent the school at the STEAM team competition in January. And she likes taking gymnastics and runs track. You got some busy grandbabies. Congratulations, Grandma. Please give them my love and let them know that we will be praying for them. Sister Anika Trent, would you please stand? And I think most of us know Anika, and she is heading to a mission trip in El Salvador in December?
In January.
In January. And she has been doing some fundraising for her trip, and I think over the past couple of years when she has brought things to our attention, we've supported her as a church family and a community. And for those of you who didn't get a chance to taste that delicious food this week for that fundraiser, that's Anika, and she's heading to represent first her God, and as she pursues medical school, this mission trip to El Salvador is near and dear to her heart. So anyway, please pray for the entire team, but bless her. If you have it, the financial means to bless the team, please do so. Just go up and put it in her hand, or give it to her parents when you don't see Anika, but please continue to support our young people as they may be away. You may not see them all the time, but they're busy, as you can see, especially listening to the things that the Ennis granddaughter is doing. And as Anika comes back and share, they're about doing all those things out in the community that we talk about. So there are some young people out doing some great things. Those of us who are still in the work environment, you know, they beat up on millennials at work a lot, but these millennials are kicking butt. They're doing some great things, so continue to support them. Could I have all the students who maybe, those who were recognized with some of the accomplishments and maybe you didn't get your thing, please stand up if you are currently on honor roll or heading towards it because if you haven't gotten your report card yet. Honor roll students, please stand. Let's give them some love. Now, if you could be seated, if I could have all of my high school seniors to stand, I think I have one. Come on up, Ann. All the high school seniors, raise your hand. These babies are getting ready, I still call them babies, are getting ready to go off to school or whatever their endeavors may be for next year. Please continue to lift up them in prayer because as they turn, 18 yet? Almost 18. Looking forward to it, right? But you know, with that 1-8 comes a lot of adult responsibility, amen? And we need to make sure that we inform them of that and also encourage them that that 1-8 brings on a lot of responsibility. So congratulations, seniors, and keep up the good work. Also, anyone who put all the young people that participated, and even the adults that participated in the Alzheimer's walk, please stand. We had some young people out there doing that 3 kilometers, stand up. Alzheimer's walk on October 13th. A wonderful, wonderful community outreach. Shiloh showed out in force, didn't it, Marquesa? Shiloh showed out in force. And lastly, before I sit down, I know it seemed like it took a lot of time, but this is once a month, and we need to encourage them, and I'll end with this. I think it was, Anika, was it Christopher Newport that lost 2 students recently? So, you know, and one of the young men, I think it was 19, he didn't see any reason to live. And in his very lengthy letter, he just talked about he never knew why he was supposed to be here. And you know, that hurt. And he told everybody, you're off the hook, this was my decision. But he wrote a very, very lengthy letter on why he felt he had no reason to be here. The second young man, I think 2021, died in a car accident. And these were young people, not even 21 years old. So from who's the little one over there? Is it Ray? From little Ray there all the way up to the college announcements, Ray, continue to keep our young people in prayer. They may be excelling. There may be a lot going on the inside. So pray with them, pray over them, pray for them. And let's embrace them when they're doing well. But also talk to them when they're not doing so well and encourage them, let them know we didn't do everything right. We made a lot of mistakes, and we're still making them. So lift up our young people. Keep them encouraged. This young man, 19 years old, and in 19 years, he couldn't understand why he was even born. So he took himself out over spring break. So continue to just pray for our young people. And when they're doing something wrong, I know we're quick to say something, but please let them know when they're doing the right thing. God bless you. Amen.